How's everybody? Who would like to start it out? Go ahead, Reg.
So you had to be happy with a win in Oakland and impressive in every phase of the game.
Yeah, it sure was a good way to start. You know, anytime you start on Monday night and AFC West, Raiders, big win and short-lived and get ready for San Diego.
Now, you knew Eddie Royal was good. I mean, obviously, you promoted him to the first ring early in camp. But did you expect him to have that big a night with Brandon Marshall not being there to draw some of the attention away?
Well, to be honest with you, that was part of our game plan. So we were hoping he'd have a big night. You never know until you actually go out there and get it done. But as you mentioned, Eddie has been very consistent in practice. He's been very impressive since he's been here. To make something like that work, your offensive line's got to play extremely well, as they did.
Do we really call you guys contenders?
Well, you can call us whatever you want to. Want to know.
When Eddie has the type of game he does, and then you know what Brandon can do, when you're devising a game plan, you kind of feel like you're a toy factory and you can do so many different things on offense.
Well, that's what you want to be able to do. I think every football team wants that opportunity. You know, when I was with San Francisco and through some of our best years or here in Denver, you know, you have to have a balanced attack. You can't have a weakness in any position to be one of the top offenses in the league. And if you don't have any weaknesses, then you got a chance to do something special.
How much difference does losing Merriman make
to that? Well, anytime you lose a great player, it's tough. You know, how do you lose a guy like Tom Nalen and still go out and play well? It's tough, but it's the nature of the game, and you're hoping that it doesn't happen at the same position to too many guys, because if it does, obviously you run out of players.
When you scheme against their defense, does it make it easier to not have to?
Yeah, anytime you lose a Pro Bowl player, is it easier? Sure it is. But does that mean another guy can't come in and play extremely well like Casey Wigman has done for us? And, you know, that's the nature of the National Football League. Every team has depth. You know, they thought enough of their backup to award him after the first year with a pretty good contract, so they've got a lot of confidence in him as well.
Did it surprise you that even with Merriman against Carolina, it seemed like the Panthers could run it, throw it, move it, especially early and late in the game? Even in a physical way, it seemed that they were able to push San Diego around.
Yeah, it wasn't San Diego's normal game. They didn't play like they normally played. We know we're going to get their best shot. That was something that I have not seen them give up 250 yards in a half before. They just didn't play at the level they normally play. I mean, got 10 Pro Bowl players on that football team from a year ago. They've got the same team, same scheme. They just didn't play at the level they normally played, and we know we'll get that level this week.
Mike, in sports, it's hard to have a short memory, or you want to have a short memory, I should say. But what happened last year, and then at the end of the final game with Rivers, John, pretty easy to remember what happened.
I don't get into that, to be honest with you. That's history. They beat us pretty good. The only thing I remember is we weren't even in the game, either game. You know, they embarrassed us, and hopefully we'll play a lot better than we played the last two games. And there's a lot of things done on a football field, competition. You're never really sure what's said. The bottom line is whatever they did, they did it between the lines. They kicked us pretty good. Yeah, it was really a tough situation. You know, I talked to Dre about 2:30 in the afternoon and went through, you know, what he was going through, talked to him, as well as Bobby Turner and a couple other guys. And, you know, I told him, I said, hey, you know, I can understand if you can't play. You know, I understand. You know, he said, hey, my mom's going to have the best seat in the house. And he wanted to play, so it was a tough time. I really didn't see it until the next day, but I gave him a hard time not turning up field. He could have got the first down easy. You know, I think it was Bronco Nagurski trying to go outside and inside, get the first down, trying to make a great run against an excellent athlete. Had the first down, and he took a shot on top of it. So hopefully next time we'll go upfield and get the first down. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Now he's going to practice today. We'll get an idea, see what he can do. You know, it's the first time he's going to go out there and practice. When we say practice, he'll go through drill work and see if he can take some scout team plays. It's going to take a while for him to get back in football shape. How long that is, I really can't tell you. He's been working out extremely hard in the weight room and conditioning on the bike, but football-related drills are a lot different. So he'll be out there today, and we'll get a chance to get a feel where he's at.
Hey, is anybody out of practice for the
injury? You know, I'm not going to get into injuries. I'll just tell you if a guy plays or he doesn't practice and those type things, and for obvious reasons.
Mike, last week your defense held them scoreless in 3 quarters, 2 of 12 on third downs, really good performance. Now they have a much different offense coming in here with San Diego, a lot more weapons. How do you expect them to perform?
Well, like you mentioned, you know, for 3 quarters they were scoreless, and we held them to 130 yards in 3 quarters, but didn't play the fourth quarter like we were capable of playing against the Raiders. We gave up 184 yards and 14 points. We gave up 2 fourth-down conversions. So we've got to play a whole football game, which our team is well aware of. You know, this is a team that you just mentioned has a lot of strengths. They got a great running game, great passing game. The quarterback's got a great feel of coverages, how to read, gets rid of the ball very quickly. So it'll be a good test. You know, we didn't even give them a game last year, and hopefully we'll be able to do that this year. Well, it was to you. You know, I've told you I feel pretty good about this offensive line, you know, through the preseason. Now, you know, it's not going to be perfect every week, but you get a good feel of your football team through the OTAs, through preseason games, how they're handling themselves, and, you know, this will be a great challenge this week. Not that it wasn't last week as well, but, you know, you're going to gain experience, but I've got a lot of confidence in our offensive line, even though they're young and pretty inexperienced, but we do have some talent, or we've got the right mindset, and hopefully it shows when we play the games.
Mike, what will it mean to this offense to get Brandon back?
Pardon me?
What will it mean to this offense to get Brandon back?
Well, it's always good to have your starters. I think Dave just mentioned, you know, if you lose a key guy, it's always tough. And you lose great players, it's, you know, tough to, you know, play at the level that you like to play at. But it's going to happen. And we talk about these things, you know, through the off season, you know, through the season. It's going to happen to starters and backups, and you know the great teams are able to play at a certain level when they lose some of those guys, and that's why I was pleased when we lost Brandon, how we stepped up as a unit, offensively, defensively, and special teams. It's good to get Brandon back and get him back in football shape with a week's rest, and hopefully he plays at the same level that he was playing in preseason.
Is that part of your calculation at all, game plan wise with Jay? You had Vince Young getting hurt the other day. Is when you move him around and get him out in the open field, do you try to game plan around the injury factor at all? Or
no, I don't think you can. I think what you try to do with all quarterbacks that you know, you want them to slide rather than take a shot. Sometimes a great competitor, it's hard to talk a guy into that, especially a young guy when he's going toward a goal line or going toward a first down. But, you know, we tell them that we'd like to have him there for the season. You know, the situation that we mentioned with Jay, you know, with that right before halftime, turning upfield, I would not have been mad at him if he would have slid at that time. But he saw a defensive back rather than a linebacker or defensive lineman and thought he could get around him. And he's a pretty good tackler, pretty good athlete, and obviously was a little sore, but not too sore not to practice. But he had to come in for treatment. I think that upset him more than anything. You know, Jay does not like treatment.
Hey, Michael, Eddie Royal last week going against a pro cornerback. I was surprised at just how open he got. I mean, how much separation he created on virtually every catch he made.
Yeah, it's you know, he's a pretty talented kid. You know, he's fast, he's quick, he can come out of the break, he's got good hands, and you know, those defensive backs, it doesn't take them very long to realize that if a guy's got the speed to beat you deep, you can't give up the big play. And Hall's an experienced guy, and we had a number of times that we had time, and Jay got him one-on-one. So hopefully we can give him that time, and if we do that, then we got a chance to get some big plays this year. No, not really, to be honest with you. I thought we played that game like we've been playing preseason, you know, pretty consistent. But you don't know if you can carry it over for 60 minutes in a regular season game, especially on the road. But, you know, I had a feeling we'd play well. They played well. You know, we didn't have any sacks, like was mentioned already. We averaged 4.2 yards a carry with 3 kneel downs. So we had an opportunity to break a couple plays that we didn't break. We were very close to making those plays, and hopefully in the future we can get a couple long runs, which we didn't get. But we were fairly consistent both in the running game and the passing game. We had a few drop balls. We had a few passes that missed. And so you're always working on perfection. Obviously, it wasn't a perfect game, but did a lot of good things right.